The return of the people of Judah to Palestine marked the beginning of further trials. After a promising start, the work of rebuilding the temple was hindered by the local inhabitants, who were hostile to the Jews. Discouraged, the men of Judah abandoned the Lord's work to attend to their own affairs. The years that followed were bad, as the land suffered from severe drought. For 15 years, the Jews gave up working on the temple site. Then a new monarch, Darius I, mounted the throne of the vast Persian Empire. At that time, God began to speak to two of his prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, in the land of Judah. God commissioned them to encourage the people to go back to work and rebuild the temple, of which only the foundations had been laid. The Jewish colony had become indifferent to God and reluctant to do his work. In the second year of the reign of King Darius, God told Haggai to speak to the people. The men of Judah were saying to each other, "The time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built." So the prophet replied, "Is it a time for you to be living in your panelled homes, while God's house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord says, 'Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse full of holes. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. Why, declares the Lord Almighty, because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own home. Because of you, the heavens have withheld the rain, and the earth its crops." God made the Jews understand that the nation's indifference towards the Lord had called down divine judgment upon them, and the God of Israel was no longer glorified amongst his people. But the restoration of the temple would be the sign of renewed zeal on the part of the Jews, and would signify, according to the words of the Sinai covenant, that the Lord resided amongst them, and therefore would bless them. "Go now and build the house," said the Lord through his prophet, "so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored." Zerubbabel, the governor of the Jews, Joshua the high priest, and all the people, when they heard this message, were moved. God stirred up their spirit, and they came and began to work on the house of the Lord their God. 4 weeks later, the Lord again spoke to his people through Haggai to encourage those who wept as they remembered the splendor of the former house, Solomon's temple. God said, "Those who saw this house in its former glory, how does it look to you now? Does it not seem like nothing? But be strong and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear." God announced that the day would come when he would shake the whole earth and all the nations, and the desire of all nations would come. "The glory of this house," said the Lord, "will be greater than the glory of the former one, and in this place I will grant peace." This prophecy announcing a glorious future would be accomplished in the person of Messiah, the desire of all nations. The shaking of the heavens, the earth, and the nations would precede the restoration of all things, and kingdom, peace, and blessing. 2 months later, God spoke for the third time to his prophet. By using examples taken from the law of Moses, God made his people understand that mere contact with sacred things does not make something holy, while that which is unclean does corrupt everything it touches. "So it is with this people and this nation in my sight," said the Lord. "Whatever they do and whatever they offer is defiled." Years of indifference, negligence, and selfishness concerning the temple and God's glory had rendered all their giving and worship unclean. "Give careful thought to all this," said the Lord, "and then I will bless you." That same day, Haggai delivered his fourth and final prophetic oracle. God spoke through him to Zerubbabel, the leader of the Jews. Zerubbabel, a prince of Judah, descendant of David, represented the messianic line, from which Christ would one day come. As such, he typified Christ, the son of David. The Lord declared that when he overthrew the power of the nations, he would give Christ, prefigured by Zerubbabel, the Davidic throne. He would be made the Lord's signet ring, a mark of honor and royal authority, for I have chosen you, says the Lord Almighty. Haggai's prophecies were pronounced over a period of 4 months. Next episode, the prophet Zechariah.